Thank you. Well, we have been already greatly blessed by the music here this morning, have we not? Yeah. And there's more to come. There's more to come. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So have you ever had a dream where you were in trouble of some kind? Like you were doing something that was going to have consequence. Gary's not here today, but I have permission to share this recurring dream that he used to have when we were first married. He would, in the dream, he would find he was still married to his previous wife who had passed away. And he would be so worried through this dream. He'd be fretting, how am I going to explain this to Jane? So get in touch with the amount of relief and gratitude he would have tapped into when he opened his eyes. So have you ever had a dream like that, where when you opened your eyes, you went, oh, thank God, it was just a dream. A dream that maybe we should be analyzing, perhaps, but a dream nonetheless. Well, that level of immense thankfulness is what we're going to talk about today. And what if I told you that that feeling, that depth of gratitude, could become our natural everyday state? And not only that, but by consciously making it so, making it our typical state of being, we can transform not only our own personal lives, but the world. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I don't have my magic. See, I don't have... Gary's not here today to hand this to me and go, don't forget. Okay. My talk title is A Rampage of Appreciation. And that's a term that was coined by the Law of Attraction teacher Esther Hicks. And I looked up the various meanings of the word rampage, and most of them have to do with violent action. But one of the definitions refers to rushing around in an uncontrollable, riotous manner, causing a revolution or an uprising of sorts. And that's the image I have of what a rampage of appreciation might look like, a showering of uncontrolled, randomly bestowed gratitude. What kind of a revolution, might happen if we took that up as a spiritual practice? Well, as the month of November begins, a time typically linked to giving thanks, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to take on a challenge. And that is to indiscriminately share gratitude as a deliberate spiritual practice that might change our personal lives and the world around us. So gratitude can not only open our hearts, but it can help to settle us into a deeper knowing of our true nature. It can be a portal through which we become aware of our connection with the divine presence. William James wrote, "We inhabit an invisible spiritual environment from which help comes, our souls mysteriously one with a larger soul whose instruments we are." See, we're swimming in this ocean of oneness, eternally connected to the source of divine love. And if we're not experiencing our life in that way, then we are the gatekeepers that are shutting it out. We keep ourselves locked out of the awareness of that deeper reality of oneness when our hearts are closed. And so gratitude is the key to becoming aware of the truth of our being in a much deeper way. Michael Brown, the author of The Presence Process, describes gratitude as the fragrance of the present moment. And that is by far my favorite description of what it is. It's one of the most succinct and telling descriptions of gratitude, because when we become truly present, when we become aware of the presence that we're immersed in, gratitude permeates our conscious awareness. It's the fragrance that is the natural response. It's the waking up and seeing it's only a dream kind of gratitude. But it works the other way too. Activating and generating gratitude can bring us to that experience of presence. It primes the pump, so to speak. It opens the door. It provides a portal to catch a glimpse of that true reality that is everywhere present, right here and right now. And I don't know about you, but I think the world needs us to be doing this work. Would you agree?
Yes.
I recently read a blog written by one of my favorite authors, Brené Brown, and she talked about how miserable she has been lately. Everything going wrong in her life, hating the news, filled with disdain towards all the people in the news, always angry, stressed out. And she's not alone in this. A recently released Gallup poll showed record levels of stress in this country. 55% of Americans express stress at a very high level a lot of the times. 45% a lot of worry, 22% a lot of anger. Many of us are struggling with feeling this way. But there is good news. Because in the midst of yet another day of misery, Dr. Brown found her way out as she rediscovered a book that had been a very strong force earlier in her life. It was a book about the power of love, and she got it out and she reread all the highlighted parts. And as she did, suffice it to say that she saw how she was making her own life miserable by being stuck in judgment and anger. And she realized she was suffering from lovelessness. And she saw how self-destructive that was. Now, I understand and relate to her predicament. I don't know about you. You know, like when your desire to stay informed begins to erode our sanity. Anyone else have that experience? When we find ourselves regularly inhabiting a stressed out, frustrated, irritated state, it robs us of our power. And she was able to turn that around by being reminded of the power of the heart. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't say no to harmful behaviors or that we don't stand up for human rights. Yes, we do that. But when we can do so with a sense of compassion rather than contempt, we retain our power as spiritual beings having a human experience. And I have to tell you that gratitude is what can get us there. When we just can't find the compassion in the midst of all the stuff going on. I read that our mental attitude is our most priceless possession, and an attitude of gratitude will give us latitude in a I like that. In a journey of spiritual self-discovery, and that level of latitude is not available to us when we're chronically stuck in judgment and anger. The New Thought teacher Emmett Fox said, "As long as you recognize the reality of anything but God under any pretense, you are harboring fear and you will punish yourself inevitably." To me, that means when I'm believing something is against me, forgetting that oneness is the true reality, I'm the one who suffers. See? And in truth, anything that appears to be against us is actually a call to rise up into a deeper knowing of who we are, a greater conscious awareness that the divine is here now. It's an opportunity to prove that source is everywhere present, to stop being fooled by outer appearances, to become compassionately curious about the thoughts and the beliefs that are fueling these chronic stressful states that we find ourselves in. Meditation has been described as a way to pierce the veil of sensory illusion, which is what we just did with Amber. Thank you for that beautiful meditation. But it's through the heart that we pierce that veil. Now, to be clear, we are not talking about an anemic, faint, wimpy little thankfulness here. We're not just papering over our problems, or we're not in psychological denial about the challenges we face. No, we are talking about a psychophysiological mechanism that actually marshals the divine love within us, altering our energetic signature into a higher frequency.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
It truly is.
I've got
it written right here so I can. It's not like Gary. Gary's always like, I don't know, I don't remember what I just said. It's a psychophysiological mechanism that will actually marshal the divine love within us, and it alters our energetic signal into a higher vibration. And our body responds when we do this. It'll shift from adrenaline to endorphins. Our perception of life changes. A rampage of appreciation is a generative, transformative, dynamic power that can truly change our lives in many ways. You know, science is giving us all kinds of information. There's amazing research on the effects of gratitude and other positive emotions. So what happens to us physiologically when we're in a chronic state of negativity and stress? Well, here's something. Accelerated aging. Those poor dudes. 8 years of that, and you see what happens. Brain cell death, there's a good one. Impaired memory and learning. Anyone relate? Decreased bone density, osteoporosis, reduced muscle mass and skin growth. Impaired immune function. Did you know that 5 minutes of recalled anger, now we're not in the heat of the moment, we're just thinking about it later, that little burn that happens. 5 minutes of that will impair our immune system for up to 6 hours. 5 minutes. Increased blood sugar. Even fat accumulation. Now, come on. That just seems so unfair to me. And we do this to ourselves, but there's a way out. Imagine if we were able to fast forward our lives right now and see the overall effects of our current thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes on our bodies and our personal lives. How motivated might we be to make a change? Transformational teacher Tony Robbins calls it the Dickens effect, and it goes something like this. Ebenezer Scrooge went to bed one night a mean, miserly, hateful man. He awoke a grateful, humble, joyous, generous person. What changed so abruptly? Well, it was seeing what was in store for him if he didn't change. He was very motivated to do so. He had a thank God it's not too late moment of immense gratitude when he woke up. Now, this is a fictional story, of course, but it really hits home for me. Change your state, change your life. If you have this chronic state of being stressed out, angry, irritated, judgmental, it's going to have an effect. And gratitude is one of the quickest ways to make that change. It benefits us in many ways. Again, science tells us the effect of positive, uplifting, elevating emotions on the body, increased longevity, increased resilience and cognitive function, improved memory, improved, problem solving. This poor little mouse, I always worry about him when I do. At least he's got a helmet on. I'm not suggesting that we do this to mice, by the way. I'm not a big fan. Improved job performance, and it enhances the immune system. 5 minutes of appreciation can enhance the immune system up to 6 hours. Increased intuition, creativity, happiness, in short. Appreciation can counter all the negative effects of stress. And these changes are measurable in the body when we shift from stressed to blessed. This slide shows two saliva samples from the same person. On the left, they're in a stressed out state. Then after sitting down and just practicing feeling of appreciation, can you see the difference? Wow. It's measurable. Scientists have even measured changes in DNA from positive, elevating emotion. Feeling good is good for us. So do not underestimate the power of changing your internal state to one of gratitude and appreciation. It is a powerful way of being that can change our lives. This practice can become the catalyst to unearthing the nugget of gold that lies within every situation, no matter how challenging it appears to be. And to look out on the world, to look for the good from it, that is true spiritual living. That's spiritual warrior stuff. We start to look at life as if it's rigged in our favor. And here's why it's so powerful. When we raise our vibration to one of appreciation, we come into alignment with Spirit's vibratory signature. It increases our awareness of the presence. That's how it happens. Now, the problem we run into, as we learned in the last series, is that we have this storyteller in our heads that resists this kind of teaching. So the British writer Evelyn Waugh said, "The human mind is inspired enough when it comes to inventing horrors. It's when it tries to invent a heaven that it shows itself cloddish." Let's say that word together. Cloddish. That's without a doubt my new favorite quote. So the mind loves to spin tales of woe, but it drags its feet when it comes to finding the good in life. And this is where heart-centered gratitude comes in, you see? And practicing this has a cumulative effect. The more we do it, the more it grows with use. That's why we want to make it a habit. And so for the next 21 days, I'm going to challenge us all to do a daily practice of looking for the good, feeling appreciation, sustaining that feeling for at least 5 minutes. So take a moment right now and bring to mind a time when someone was generous toward you, a time when someone did something nice for you. And for me, that would be when my aunt calls me every year on my birthday to tell me that she loves me, knowing how much I miss my mom on my birthday. And she's done that ever since my mother died 12 years ago, every year. And it's such a sweet and kind and caring gesture. And I always feel so nurtured and cared about when she does that. I feel a warm glow in my heart, a sense of connection that's profoundly beautiful. So do you have a person or situation in mind? Bring that memory to your awareness in full color. Reflect on who was there, where you were. How did it make you feel? Where does that feeling live in your body? Notice any feelings of appreciation, gratitude, generosity that grow within you as you continue thinking about that person and what they did. So, that practice can change our lives. Anytime we bring forth a feeling of appreciation, generosity, gratitude, it not only has a powerfully positive effect on our bodies, our emotional well-being, our mental state, it increases our connection to the deeper intelligence of the heart. It connects us to our innate wisdom. So practice this. Think about someone who's blessed you or that you love deeply and use their image to activate a feeling of a gratitude and let it grow and expand and radiate. And in that state, ask your heart for guidance and listen. And as you practice this, know that you are blessing the world. And here's why. This is a computer-generated model of what a magnetometer can actually measure, which is the energetic field of the heart that surrounds us. It may be invisible, but it's real, like radio waves. And it's been measured up to 15 feet from the body. And our emotions affect this field. So when we're in a state of gratitude, compassion, the field reflects that harmonious signal, and people are affected by it. That's why our time of meditation, our time of singing together, the harmony that happens, it's helping to bless the world in a way that we don't even know. So this is how we help the world to transform, by transforming our internal state to one that is a vibrational match to the divine mind of which we are all instruments and allowing divine love to be expressed through and as us. And we are orienting ourselves to the sacred when we do this. It's a simple practice that can make a big difference. I read about a farmer who had lived on the same farm all his life, and as the years passed, he began to wonder if the time had come for him to find a better plot of land and to move. And the more he thought about it, the more he found reasons why he should sell. He became very critical of the farm. He saw all the things that were wrong with it. And so one day he called a realtor to list his property. And the realtor prepared a description of the farm, and he sent a copy over to the farmer to get his approval before posting it. And as the farmer read it, he realized he was reading a description of the perfect place for him. And so he changed his mind, and he happily remained there, but he had new eyes. Do you see? new eyes, eyes of appreciation. So I want to invite all of us into a 21-day practice where part of what we'll do is look at our life with new eyes. What parts of your life have you been taking for granted or not seeing the gift? When you start to focus on what's right in your world, the more those things begin to show up. So every day for the next 21 days, I invite you to take time to think about someone or something you appreciate and let the feeling grow within your heart. And when you've attained that state for 5 minutes, ask your heart to guide you, set a timer for 3 minutes, and write down all the things about your life right now that you appreciate. Include things that you may have been taking for granted. And as best you can, choose different things every day. People, situations, experiences, moments of delight, sunrises, whatever it is. Pay attention and write them down. And if you feel inclined to share with others what you appreciate about them, please do so. And see what happens. Do this not because I say so. Don't believe a word I say. Do it because that's who you are. A spiritual being here to transform this planet by being the change. Connect with that calling that can bring you authentically alive, in alignment with the truth of your being. Swami Beyondananda said, "We're not here to earn God's love, we're here to spend it." This is how we spend our divine inheritance. Love, Swami Beyondananda. So I want to invite us all on an appreciation spending spree for the next 21 days in this season of Thanksgiving. So are you ready to step into your true calling?
Yes.
Say it like you mean it.
Yes.
Are you up for seeing your life through new eyes?
Yes.
And unearthing the gift that lies within every situation? I can't wait to see the good that comes from our collective rampage of appreciation. And so it is.